the NSABP B35 study in DCIS comparing tamoxifen and anastrozole has now been closed. What are you all thinking of doing in terms of the next step with DCIS as well as prevention since the STAR trial is now reported?
We're evolving a concept to use, you know, several cycles of Herceptin and radiotherapy in DCIS that is HER2 positive. And this will be given for a total of 2 cycles with radiotherapy, or certainly for a very short duration, to really determine if we can, you know, prevent ipsilateral breast tumor recurrence to a greater extent utilizing Herceptin in that setting. And just as you've implied, I think that's also a gateway to the prevention setting if this study proves that Herceptin in this setting has utility and is efficacious.
That's interesting. I've been hearing people talk about that. Melody Coblet, I think, has been very interested in that. What fraction of DCIS is HER2 positive?
It's approximately 30% that is HER2 positive, and we would take all comers now that B35 is closed, regardless as to whether they're ER positive or ER negative.
Interesting. So is that trial actually going to happen?
We think it is. I think we're moving it along. It has received concept approval.
And what's the hormone therapy in that trial going to be for people whose tumors are ER positive?
Well, I think at this point, it still has to be tamoxifen because we don't know the results of NSABP protocol B35.